The Nigerian retail market is worth $105 billion. Yet modern day retail stores like Spar, Ebanor, and Just Right account for about 2% of sales. That's some shocking data. And before you ask where the rest of the retail sales are from, it's from informal stores. They account for 98% of all retail sales in Nigeria. That data is from Deloitte. This is the Tech Cabal Weekly, a roundup of some of the more interesting things that are happening on the tech scene in Africa every week. We'll have conversations about all the important things you always bookmark, but you sometimes forget to get back to. We know you know it's important and you feel a little guilty sometimes about forgetting to check. So we're putting on our cape week on week and we're being your superheroes. So think of us like the Avengers, but instead of rounding up all the bad guys on the galaxy, we're rounding up all the good tech stuff that's happening on the continent. In the early hours of Wednesday morning, the global tech community received the news of the death of entrepreneur Fahim Saleh. Saleh's body was found at his New York apartment, and the authorities have revealed some of the gruesome details of his murder. Saleh was a well-known figure on the African tech scene. He founded one of the first motorcycle hailing services in Lagos, Nigeria, and some of his colleagues remember him as driven, thoughtful, and agile. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and his loved ones at this difficult time. Away from the sobering news which greeted us midweek, there was some good news for Eversend, the fintech startup that is creating one of Africa's new banks. Although the company started out by trying to solve a different problem, the problem of cross-border money transfers, it has always set its sights on bigger things. It wants to become a one-stop shop for financial services. Today, most of the tech-savvy bank population in Africa have as many as 8 fintech apps on their phones. It's not unusual to have apps for getting loans, apps for trading cryptocurrency, and mobile money apps. So what Eversend is trying to do is ensure that these services are provided under one roof. It is hardly a novel idea, but the company will need to get through regulatory difficulties on the continent. They would also need sufficient capital to be able to expand. While the former is a problem that will be solved on a continuing basis, the problem of sufficient capital is kind of more pressing. The company will receive some encouragement this week from the fact that it has completed its equity crowdfunding campaign. The startup had planned to raise just over $600,000 in exchange for 7.67% equity, but in the end raised up to $1 million. The company's CEO told Tech Cabal that the company still has some funding efforts in the works. But Eversend is not the only startup securing the needed funding for expansion this week. Trade Depot, a four-year-old startup solving supply chain issues in Nigeria's informal retail market, has raised $10 million. Trade Depot is trying to fix the problem of fragmentation in Nigeria's informal retail market. The Nigerian retail market is worth $105 billion, yet modern-day stores like Spar, Ebanor, Just Right account for just 2% of sales. That's from some shocking data. And before you ask where the rest of the retail sales come from, it's from informal stores, which account for 98% of all retail sales in Nigeria. That data is from Deloitte. Trade Depot has built a network of over 40,000 micro retailers and allows them to place orders through different platforms, including a mobile app, WhatsApp, USSD, and toll-free phone calls. The Trade Depot platform also helps with order payments, offers inventory management for users to manage their stock. If you're curious about the volume of sales on Trade Depot's platform, there won't be any answers right now because the company declined to comment when we asked them. But what it will comment on are its plans following its new raise. Trade Depot is expanding its operations to include financial services and credit facilities to its customers. These might prove to be game changers in a sector where access to finance and business support are pretty difficult to come by. Another game changer from this week is from Nigeria, where Ekiti State is not only crashing the right of way fees for telecoms companies to lay fiber optic cables, but it's also showing that it has a clear understanding of what it hopes to achieve. As of 2018, Nigeria had 38,000 kilometers of fiber optic capacity. It's a far cry from the 120,000 kilometers the communication regulator estimates is needed to improve broadband coverage beyond the current levels, which stand at 40.14%. The National Broadband Plan aims for 70% penetration by 2025. Those figures put into perspective how important it was that on May 2020, the Ekiti State Governor Kayode Fayemi signed an executive order reducing the right-of-way charges for laying broadband infrastructure from $12 to 37 cents per meter. Now, what has quickly followed is a deal with an infrastructure company that plans to lay 606 kilometers of fiber. There's also some talk that MTN, one of the biggest telecom companies in Nigeria, will lay 160 kilometers of fiber across the state. There's no doubt that 700 kilometers of fiber will mean a lot to a state which has recently only had 16% broadband penetration. But in the end, increasing coverage is part of a broader mission to establish a knowledge economy frontier for the state, an alternative to the commercial capital of Lagos, and to allow foreign investors seeking an African hub for tech innovation also have other options. So that's pretty much it for this week. Thank you to everyone who's joined us this week, as well as the CC team for contributing and putting this all together. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and on your local radio. Don't forget to visit our website, www.techcabal.com. That's T-E-C-H-C-A-B-A-L, for deep dives on all things technology in Africa. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TechCabal. Follow us, be sure to say hi, and give us some feedback and your general thoughts on this episode.